From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of his country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Mr. Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. At the State Department, spokesman Mark Toner said that Assad has to realize there is no military solution to his country's civil war.
The sanctions in this bill would focus.
Assad's statement fuels doubts about his government and its allies' commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have laid out the mechanics of a new multinational plan designed to provide Syrians with relief from military strikes. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group, calls for a cessation of hostilities. The opposition had requested that the pause in military action be labeled a cessation as opposed to a ceasefire, as Secretary of State John Kerry said on Friday. Late Friday, a senior State Department official said the Syrian opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which the political objectives that underlie the conflict have either been abandoned or resolved, a situation that has not occurred in Syria. The cessation would not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front. As part of the plan, the U.S. and Russia will head a task force that will outline territory held by terrorist groups and resolve any noncompliance. This is VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis's first official visit to the heavily Catholic country. President Enrique Peña Nieto, First Lady Angelica Rivera, traditional dancers, and a large crowd of admirers waving flashlights in time to the music from a band greeted the pontiff. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico just hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. The two branches split in the Great Schism of 1054 over differences on theology and papal authority. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has won a key ruling at the International Criminal Court, where he is on trial for war crimes. Judges at the court ruled Friday that some testimony against Ruto, along with his co-accused broadcaster Joshua Sang, was inadmissible. It said prosecutors can no longer use depositions made before the start of the case by five witnesses who later recanted their testimony. Ruto's lawyers are expected now to renew their argument that the case should be dropped due to a lack of evidence. The prosecution office said it is currently studying the decision. The House of Representatives passed broad new sanctions against North Korea Friday by a vote of 408-2. The legislation directly targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury good traders, and anyone involved with the nuclear weapons program or who carries out cyber attacks. It would also impose secondary sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea. California Congressman Ed Roy said the bill is meant to punish Pyongyang for its recent aggressive actions.
By cutting off Kim Jong-un's access to the hard currency he needs for his army and his weapons, H.R. 757 will return us to the one strategy that has worked, financial pressure on the North Korean regime.
The Senate passed the sanctions bill earlier this week by a vote of 96-0, meaning that the measure now goes to President Obama for signing. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might work out a deal to cut production and new data showing that stronger U.S. consumer spending was part of the picture. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow advanced about 2% Friday, while the Nasdaq rose 1.4%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.